Hey there, audio listener. You better be blind, because there are a lot of visual elements to this show. I'm surprised that you're not really watching it. Some people watch on YouTube, obviously, where we've been demonetized and remonetized, and I just checked my watch, demonetized again. The only way to support this content really is to join up at lottowithcredit.com/mugclub. It's $99 annually, $69 for students, veterans, active military, and you get access to the entire Blaze catalog. You get Dave Rubin, you get Glenn Beck, you get Mark Levin, a whole bunch of shows, and you get access to a daily show that's not available here. So, you know, you can join up, or you can plan on me actually just filling this show to the brim with ads for products that you don't need or want, and you'll have to get used to hitting the fast forward button. The choice is yours. Enjoy the show.
Subject for today.
That was a less aggressive sip followed by a more aggressive sip. Mm. It's like lulling you into a state of complacency. Whoa. I'm just pawing, pawing, bing, bang, bang, like the election fraud.
Playing chess with sips.
Fraud week! We continue. Ooh. Fraud week. Today we'll be talking about Georgia exclusively because they're doing a half-ass recount, commonly known as a fraudulent fraud recount.
Commonly?
Commonly. This is how it's known in pedestrian society. So we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about Joseph Biden's executive order on forgiving student loans.
Oh, good.
And we'll also be talking about all the politicians who have, obviously, right now, they've enacted mandates and crazy lockdowns, and they don't follow them.
Again.
Of course. But right now, we have in third chair, Dave Landau from Compound Media. How are you, sir?
Good. How about you, man? Thanks
terrible.
For having me.
I am terrible, but not as bad as Audio Wade's face. Hey. Look at him. Oh. He has an infection going on.
Yeah, no. I got, like, bee sting face.
Later, we should all poke it.
Yeah, it happened to be on the camera side, too. So.
Oh, that's of course.
Well, you still look adorable.
We can't see it.
Quarter Black Carrot, hey, Gerald A. I hope you're doing well. We have so much to get to that I don't really care. So, before we move on, this is just talk about virtue signaling and someone who is just an insufferable ass. Senator Sherrod Brown, but I repeat myself, here he is yesterday demanding that his colleagues wear masks.
President.
Senator from Ohio.
I'd start by asking the presiding officer to please wear a mask as he speaks, and people below him are, I can't tell you what to do, but I know that the behavior.
I don't wear a mask when I'm speaking, like most senators.
Well, I'm most senators.
So I'll put it back on, but I don't need your instruction.
I love it.
He's just gonna sit there. I want everyone to wear a mask, he says as he fiddles with it and moves it. Exactly. Again, while we're talking about science, please, someone find me one scientific research paper that tells me your homemade cotton mask, your stupid single-ply cotton mask, makes any difference when not washed in a hospital commercial washing machine. Yeah. One.
Mm-hmm.
One.
We'll wait.
It says right on there that they're not medical grade. That's the best part. It's like, this has nothing to do with medicine.
No, it's more than that. It says not intended to help.
Right.
In any way.
Basically, is what it says on the mask. Not intended to prevent, but it's like not intended. Basically, we've lied to you. Hope you enjoy your unemployment check.
Oh, yeah. In New York, they sell the shields like it's like those little bodegas and everything. It's like, this guy's on top of the medical world. Go to him.
Yeah. Get a kebab while you're there.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to the hospital. Like, you need to wear a mask? No, it's okay. My hobby is welding. Yeah. I'm good.
You buy girl and back.
Yes.
That took, 30 seconds?
Speaking of a girl who was bought and paid for, there's been a calling now from Michigan State Rep to impeach Governor Whitmer.
Yes.
Because now she's going to have a, don't say yes. If we say yes that impeaching her, or that we support it, then that means that we support her kidnapping and murder, according to the media.
There's a fine line.
To be really clear, impeach, good. Killing, bad.
Very bad, yes. Yeah. Don't impeach, don't threaten.
I hope I've crystallized my thoughts for you.
Can't do any of it, I guess.
One is
somewhere there's a militiaman out there going like, you said it, and I knew what you were thinking. I'm like, no!
It's a dog whistle, man, I heard it.
That's
impeach.
A foghorn. Foghorn dog whistle. Yeah,
exactly.
What happened to Foghorn Leghorn? He was funny with the turkey, and he was a rooster, and he talked.
You remember him? I fought him by a pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, you sit tight. I'm going to go kill a governor.
I'm on my way.
So here's the thing. They want to impeach because 3 weeks, right, 3-week lockdown in the state of Michigan. But here's a little graphic from Governor Whitmer that says open. Mm. And I don't know if you can read that for me because I can't read it from the monitor. Can one of you guys read open
Her legs.
Not open.
Ow.
Can you guys see it? No?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. So, open. Two household gathering. High capacity. What just happened there? What's going on?
We lost.
Bring it back up. This is a horrible disaster.
We got a little preview of something coming.
Retail open. Preschool through eighth grade open. Manufacturing where people cannot work from home. Child care. Parks and outdoor recreation. Not open. High school. Colleges and universities for in-person learning. Workplaces who can work from home. Okay. Restaurants. Indoor dining. Organized sports. Does anyone notice a glaring omission there? What's not on there? Been a hot topic.
Hot topic itself?
No, we don't want to hear about your corn t-shirts. We get it. It's a collection.
They still have Napoleon Dynamite
they
stuff.
They still do.
Hey, where are my tots?
I don't like you, Pedro. And I hope someone burns down your hot topic. I just hope you're not in it. I hope it gets burned down, and then you get burned later.
Oh.
It's a church.
Like churches.
Church. Yeah. There's nothing. No mention of church. Not in open or closed. You know why?
Or the chicken.
Because this broad wants other people to do her dirty work. That's a question that a lot of people have, right? The rebel now is a 75-year-old pastor who's holding small groups. And I say this because I know churches in Michigan that have had their board of elder busybodies telling them they can't host small groups of five or more in their own basements. Why is that not mentioned, Governor Whitmer? Something about freedom of worship, something about First Amendment. Isn't it something like that?
I think it's there. I'm not sure anymore, though.
But it depends on how you interpret the law. Freedom of assembly, freedom to worship can be interpreted as freedom to burn down Walgreens and shit.
There's also 12-step meetings that I go to. We'll just call them that.
Yeah.
And those also have disappeared a little bit in the
area.
Really? Yeah, I mean,
I've heard that,
Too many steps.
I got to tell you, after this quarantine and lockdown, most of those people are not coming back.
No, especially if you started at the beginning. Yeah. Most of them aren't still there.
Yeah. Most of them are on step zero.
Yeah, I mean Earth.
Yeah. They're not going around making their apologies. They're just backsliding.
Yeah.
Like Shadow and Homeward Bound.
Liquor stores open.
Really is.
We have a few things to get to. But by the way, hey, just to let you know before we move on, subscribe obviously to the podcast, but we're on Parler now. Because things aren't going so hot with Facebook. We'll have some new announcements, but you can follow Steven Crowder on Parler.
Yeah.
Because listen, we all know where this is going. And like I said, we're going to be on these territories on YouTube, on Parler, Facebook, Twitter, as long as we have a voice. But Facebook is getting to the point where we almost don't have a voice. Still no answer why they banned the election stream. And of course, do support us at mugclublivewithcrowder.com/mugclub.
Yeah.
Crowder election stream still gives you $30 off. Boom. It is what allows us to do this show. Before we move on, we have fraud week, by the way. We're going to continue Georgia today. I know we're going to do Michigan on Thursday. I think tomorrow we might have to hit Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, or Pennsylvania and Nevada. There's so much fraud, it's tough to fit in. And there, I don't care what they're talking about on CNN. Joy Behar.
Garbage.
It's like Joy Behar, remove hydration. Just bring that up so people get the reference. It's hilarious. So, here's it. You know what? There's another story now. There was an owner of a BMW, you remember, who had the racist epithets that were spray painted all over his car. Was victim of a hate crime. Well, it's actually time for this week's installment of Fake Hate Crimes.
Here's bullshit.
Even with a bee sting face, Audio Wade's really good at that.
Nailed it.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So this is the one. It was in October. The guy said that he had spray-painted racist and homophobic slurs on his car, but now he might be charged with actual insurance fraud because turns out the guy did it himself. Here's the clip from local news.
DA's office has charged 18-year-old Clifton Utsi. You may remember reports back in October of a man whose SUV was spray-painted with racist, homophobic, and anti-Semitic graffiti while on Saranaca Avenue in the city. Investigators now believe it was Utsi himself who did that to his own vehicle. He faces 7 years in prison if convicted.
Got him.
Maybe he just hates his father, and this was the most painful way he could come out.
Gotcha. Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you, the general's not going to like this.
No.
For a good hate crime you can see online, go to the general. Save some time.
Oh, no, my rate is now $35.
Just skyrocketed.
I hope you can compare rates in prison.
Seven years.
There you go. Wow. 7 years. What's a big deal?
No, no, no. I think it's hilarious when stuff like this happens and you get caught for doing this crap.
It's also hilarious because he's going to go to prison after basically, his car was a rap telling his future prison inmates that he's gay.
Oh,
it's like, I'm coming.
Can you imagine, like,
a hot ticket.
You're in the shower and they're asking you, like, what are you in for? And it's like, murder, you know, assault. I spray painted my car.
Yeah. Some backwards swastikas, bro.
Oh, man, my car had a bunch of racist and gay stuff written on it. Like, oh, man, that's horrible. And then, but it turns out I wrote it. Yeah, it turns out, but you wrote it, though. Knew that you wrote it. Well, it turns out I did write it. No, it didn't turn out because you knew you did write it.
But it
It turned out to me that that happened. Are you gay? Yeah, I'm gay as hell.
And then he gets turned
and
out.
And that was super homophobic. Stuff to me in this shower.
Yeah. Please stop talking.
I sprayed vote Trump. What'd you say? No, I like it was supposed to be that they thought I. Oh man,
I guess I'll go to the Aryan
Brotherhood.
Let me go pick
up my Irish Spring. Yeah. I don't know. Oh man, Irish Spring's so slippery. It must be. It's not vegetable. This is one of them old slippery stuff. I'm gonna be down here a while.
Yeah.
That has been this week's installment of Fake Hate Crimes.
There's bullshit.
Okay, question of the day is, what do you think is going on in Floyd County, Georgia? We're going to get to that in a little bit. And have you noticed the explanation for all these glitches? And there are more glitches. There have been many, many glitches where it's no longer a glitch in the system. It's a feature. They always have a fall guy, a patsy, for the higher-ups. Like, someone forgot to upload the clip.
Right. It's always human error.
Yeah, it's always human
always
error.
Error.
But it's almost like we went to an automated system like Dominion to avoid human error.
Well,
but it seems like it might make it worse.
When you program it in,
it's only the future of our republic. let's go to what we talked about, Whitmer, but there's a long list of Democrat hypocrites. And I know, listen, everyone is a hypocrite. I understand that you can point to Christians who are flawed, who are imperfect, like, hey, you think that adultery is wrong, but you look at naked pictures. Okay, I got it. Hey, you don't believe in drunkenness, but you got buzz at the Christmas party. Sure. Everyone is a hypocrite. I understand that that's not an argument. However, when you are legislating hypocrisy that is detrimental to everyone else's livelihood, except for your own, that is what we run into here with the current Democratic Party. And I know saying, are you generalizing? Yes, because all of them are a part of this with the exception of Lieberman. And even then, I don't really know where he is. California is going into another lockdown. Where is Joe Lieberman? Where in the world is I'm here? Nobody cares. the lawmakers in California, as they go into a lockdown, they headed to Hawaii with lobbyists to stay at a luxury resort. About 100 people.
What a nice place.
Attended the conference on COVID lockdowns.
It's a benefit.
By the way, here's the thing. I don't have a problem with it.
No.
And I'm not a hypocrite because we never shut down. We are not distancing at all.
No.
I just licked Dave's headphones.
He did.
Oh, wow.
Is that what you want to call it? Yeah.
Dave said, let me go get my Irish Spring.
This sure is slippery soap.
Again.
Dropped my headphones.
It's such a bad way to be coy.
Yeah.
It's so slippery. Hey, you guys ever had like soap that's too slippery? Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, it would almost make the guy who's about to do that to in jail like, you know, this is just uncomfortable.
You gotta make me earn it anymore. Make me chase you a little bit.
I gotta feel like I'm taking something.
Play hard to rape, I guess.
Dignity, prolapse, something. Okay.
So can you fake cry? Just pretend that a shower water is your tears.
Just open your eyes and go right in the eyes.
Let me rub some Irish Spring in your face. There you go. It hurts your eyes.
Makes it look painful.
All red. Do Sally Field's Oscar speech.
Not without my Irish Spring. All right. And also, Alfred Molina's doing hard time. So it all ties together. So Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, too, by the way. Let's go through a couple of hypocrites here. Of course, Gavin Newsom, who everyone hates.
Hypocrite
this is a
chief.
Great clip where he was actually attending a friend's birthday party.
Yeah.
And not just like a birthday party. At a house, you know, with like Governor Whitmer, two or less, which, by the way, I guess two or less just means if you're married, that's it.
Pretty much. You're just done.
Wow. And you have two or less, there's kids. One under that.
Yeah, you got to make your kids sit outside.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Sorry, kids.
But that's okay.
I don't know if the rule applies to the tents that you put outside.
Right.
So Gavin Newsom attended a friend's birthday party, but it wasn't just at a house in a basement. No. It was at an exclusive, of course, posh restaurant, one does.
A few weeks ago, I was asked to go to a friend's 50th birthday. A friend that had, I realized
Sider
it was
looks
a little
like Adam Conover in transition.
Sitting down, I should have.
Oh, it's the kid from Jerry Maguire.
Quibble about the
all grown up,
et cetera, et cetera. But the spirit of what
Adam
I'm preaching
ruins his
all
reproductive
the time, was contradicted. I need to preach and practice, not just. preach and not practice. And I've done my best to do that. So when that happens, you pay the price, but you also own the mistake and you don't ever make it again. And you have my word on that.
Ironically, yeah, right. Preachers in California are now banned from practicing. So that's
you
know what's so off-putting about Gavin Newsom? When he's admitting to a mistake, he's smiling. Like his robot, someone did the little alien in his Men in Black head where they put on the face mask didn't tell him, like, don't smile. He's like, so I was a hypocrite and millions are suffering needlessly.
Yeah.
And I need to do better. It's like, give us some fake tears, something. Make me think that you care.
And do me a favor. Don't act like you've never been to the French Laundry. That's the restaurant that he went to in Napa Valley, a 3-star Michelin restaurant. It's tiny. You can't get away from people. You're boxed in like sardines.
Look at him.
You knew it was going to happen.
He's been to French Laundry.
I have. One time.
Good for you.
There I
you
didn't go. Like it.
That's where you should play it down and say, no, I haven't. I eat at
like
McDonald's.
It.
No
I
one
don't.
Gives a rat's ass.
I went there.
Infected wino.
Yeah.
One of the perks of being in the wine business, don't hate.
Next time, hold your mug, I'll throw some change in it. So
the one-quarter seating is still pompous.
So then you have Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. So what did she do? Of course, you have the crazy lockdowns in Chicago.
The wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald.
She partied in the streets, right? She partied in the streets at election.
Right.
Then she issued a 30-day stay-at-home order prohibiting families from gathering in the home, which effectively means that Thanksgiving is canceled. But she was caught on camera. Here's how she justified it.
Where less than a week ago, you went out and stood before a massive crowd who was celebrating Joe Biden's victory. And now you're saying your city has to shut down. How do you have one and not the other?
Well, look, I think that we've been saying all along, everybody has to take care. Everybody has to take precaution. I will tell you, in that big crowd a week ago, we had everybody was wearing masks. Look at, you can see the shot here. Mask compliance in our city is actually up very, very high. But
except
yes, there are times when we actually do need to have a relief and come together. And I felt like that was one of those times.
Yeah, but she's saying mask wearing was high except for you.
Yeah.
So even if that were true, it doesn't matter. But the only reason she had to address this is because she was actually captured on camera from a citizen journalist doing this. Even worse, she was captured on film in this season's edition of River Monsters. So that's something that seems...
That's too bad.
And also, here's her new Animorphs cover. So this is one that we're just...
Oh.
It's just all...
I'm excited.
It's a genre.
Oh,
available
wow.
wherever books are sold. It's uncanny. The catfish.
That's terrible.
That's a fine addition.
Yes.
Can't wait.
She does look like Beetlejuice. She looks like the Howard Stern Beetlejuice and the Michael Keaton Beetlejuice became one person.
It's just amazing. Just imagine the no accountability.
Oh,
just think about Sherrod Brown berating Republicans. Could
of
you
course.
Put on your mask? Whereas she's in the streets of Chicago, surrounded by likely rioters, talking through a megaphone with nothing.
And she said everybody was wearing a mask. No, I saw like 4 or 5 people in that quick pan that were not wearing masks.
And occasionally, though, you do need a release, like church.
Yeah.
Think about that
or Thanksgiving.
No. She needs a release. You don't.
She needs a release.
The citizens of Chicago don't.
Let me put this in context really quickly, because I know we're having a good time. It's a fun morning, but our founding fathers left England. They fought them off for less than this. Think about it.
Yeah.
They were blowing people's heads off with muskets because they wanted to add half a shilling tax to their tetleys. And they're telling you now that you cannot celebrate Christmas or Thanksgiving?
Screw them. Yeah. Sorry.
Now, I'm not saying go out there and start using muskets, right?
No.
We have far more effective weapons
now.
No.
But I have the technology.
And this might get removed. Hey, don't comply. If I'm in Michigan, I wouldn't comply. Have your Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Have your Christmas. If they can
go
out in the streets and they can ride... I tell you what, you can comply when every single rioter, protester in the streets who commits a crime is behind bars. Blaming it. How about that?
Yeah.
And by the way, Whitmer, as soon as you guys are punished for trying to go and get your boat and go to the lake house that you own, when you told everybody else in Michigan that they could not do that, then we'll comply. If you hold yourself to the same standard, maybe we'll comply.
Yeah, there's also something, was it in Michigan, where is it you can't let your pets go out in public? I'm not supposed to let Joe Lewis go out?
No, we're having Thanksgiving in Michigan, and it's going to happen.
Yeah, I know, but that's because you're a rebel.
Yes, well.
You're like James Dean.
It's
you're going to drive off a cliff.
I'm going to wear the red jacket and get beheaded by my convertible.
Well, that sucks. It's a really bad day.
It's not good. Well, it's not a good Thanksgiving.
But he looked so cool while he was doing it.
Good thing the jacket
Mom
wasn't
and Dad,
red
you're
before.
You're tearing me apart. I'm going for a drive.
Oh,
and now
the look
he's
on his face,
Sleepy
though.
Hollow.
His telescope.
What was he quoted to say? live like there's no tomorrow, and good thing.
Yeah, good thing. The car that I bought, when I bought my first car, was a Ford Taurus. My second car, my first car was a Datsun. I bought it for $4,000 from an old man who had cataracts. It was like brand new, showroom new inside. Yeah. Oh. I walk into this place for my Ford Taurus, a 2004 Ford Taurus, and I walk past multi-million dollar cars. One of them, someone can correct me on this. One of the was it a Ferrari Spider that James Dean had? Was it a Porsche? I don't know. But there were only like 14 made. Yeah, he had a lot 11, and I walked past lot 12. The guy who owned this old Taurus did custom work and had, he was like a crazy mechanic, had this custom shop, but he drove an old Taurus, and then he took the bus because he was like, I can drive. They said, you're blind. He's like, I'm taking the bus.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, so nice. He complied.
Anyway, not that it's necessarily relevant, but I tell you what is relevant. It is time now to get to this installment of Fraud Week. There you go. Installments all week, by the way. Today is Georgia. I know Thursday is Michigan. Tomorrow is Pennsylvania and another state. The best thing you can do is comment if you like this segment and let us know what else we should be looking into. So, Georgia voter fraud. The interesting thing about this is that it changed last night.
Yes, it did.
I had this segment kind of prepared. We run it down because people say there's no evidence of fraud.
Right.
And they go, you know, tens of thousands?
Yeah.
Say people, media.
Right.
Media says there's no evidence.
But then there was another change last night, and I want to make sure it was in Floyd County. They finished a hand recount. And by the way, it's not a full auditing in Georgia. It's a BS recount. They're not actually counting signatures on ballots. So the fact that they found anything surprised me. They found, another 26, over 2,600 votes.
Oh.
New,
whoa,
uncounted votes. The vast, the significant majority of which, of course, went to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
And of course, like all Georgia counties, they use Dominion voting systems. Dominion voting systems. But, of course, they find a fall guy, and according to them, just like the glitch in Michigan with the 6,000 vote, they said, well, someone didn't update the software. In this case, they say that someone, quote, forgot to upload a memory card with the votes.
Was that a flash?
Hold on a second. Why do you need someone to upload a what is the point? It's an automated system. Why don't you just hand count ballots then at that point? Mm. Either you have a foolproof system to eliminate fraud, or you have people from both parties and accountability to eliminate fraud. Mm. You are a miracle, Dominion enthusiast, because you managed to hybridize it, only taking the shitty parts that guarantee fraud.
In they one should direction. Have just asked for one of the... For a SIM card from one of the cameras that people weren't allowed to use.
You're not using them, so.
Hey, mind if we grab that memory card?
Yeah. Grab that memory card. Ups.
Whoops.
So we have a system. Is it better?
How'd you snap that memory card with your fingers? You have good grip strength. I can rip up a frying pan. Want to see that? Oh, he's a strong man from the 20s.
It's my job.
What were you about to say?
On another guy's back.
I already said we're good.
Oh, okay. I always notice, too, there's always a fall guy. Do you notice this trend? Yeah. It's always like, oh, no, it's not the system. Because this is, we're talking about another glitch with thousands of votes.
Yeah.
And there's never been there hasn't been a single one with thousands of votes to this level that has gone in Trump's favor. So that's another thing. We have the glitch in Michigan, right? There was also another one, I think it was in Connecticut, a Republican just won. I don't know if they're using Dominion voter systems.
Oh, wow,
that seat switched. Right. We had that person who conceded in Michigan, who then won by 1,000 votes, that Republican who had conceded. We had a 6,000 vote switch, and this is just another example. Yeah. Just last night, 2,600 new votes found. First, I don't know how that happens. Well, the system didn't count them because this asshole didn't upload the card. That's your system? We're supposed to have confidence in the current state of our electorate. And you're like, well, listen, this is the most, remember they came out, this was the most secure election of our lifetime. Mm. What if someone forgets a SIM card?
Oh, man. You're hosed.
And we're screwed.
God forbid.
Well, look, it's either
this isn't a plan.
It's either a glitch or it's human error.
Yeah, it's like the movie Election.
Way,
you just slide the SIM card into the trash, you know? Just like, whoop, that
All right, let's
gone.
Try to avoid the crosstalk. You're not the view here, boys. No,
sorry.
Oh, let's see. Hold on. Biden is talking about something. Biden is talking about the task force.
Our economy
hasn't talked about the White House transition. That's right, because there won't be one. So, this is also important, by the way. This number, I don't know if you noticed, it's 6% of the vote from the county.
Oh, wow.
Right, Fulton County, this is Floyd County. Floyd County, it's 5-6%. They only have 30-something thousand people in the county. So 6% of the vote. I thought that the media said there's never a difference in any kind of recount. Maybe they use words. We showed them on air. Maybe 4 to maybe 100 votes. They said maybe 0.1%. How about 6?
Wow.
How about 6%? And keep that in mind that all Georgia voting systems, they use Dominion. So in Fulton County, for example, 6%, 5-6% would be over 30,000 votes. Wow. If it happened in Kadab County, that's one of the counties that obviously is in question. Yeah. 22,000.
That seems like a lot.
In Georgia, what's the spread down to? 16,000? 14,000?
It's 14,000.
I think, yeah.
So we just let's just assume it's not a glitch, even though these glitches have happened with this system across the country. The only constant in Michigan, in places like Wisconsin, is Dominion. That's the only constant that we have, but they want you to believe that, well, it's a person who didn't upload the card.
Right.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen anywhere else in the United States.
I know, right? And so CNN has spent all morning, and Allison Camerota even said, they've done this recount, and they have come out in most counties exactly the same. Are you telling me she didn't have access to this information where it's 2,600 votes that were not counted at all, period?
And by the way, you know what's hilarious? The election director was forced to step down. And I know that sounds like, well, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Think about it. That person was fired from a job they volunteered for that doesn't exist anymore. It's like, don't show up to work. I wasn't. There's no work. And we're not going to pay you. You didn't pay me anyway. Why are you calling me? This is important.
The principal.
I want you to know. Matter of fact, go piss in that carpet so I can rub your face in it.
Right, yeah.
On television. Think about, but isn't my job from a volunteer job that doesn't exist anymore. That's how severe this was.
Yeah, isn't my job like gone and over? Yes, but we still need you to step down from it. I don't understand.
We need to blame you. That's all.
If you could come back and be rehired for a moment so that we can then fire you, that'd be great.
It'd just make us feel good.
We need to blame someone specifically, okay?
Yeah.
We'd prefer you.
Mm. Yeah, if you could turn that confused face into a crying face, that'd be really helpful for us.
That'd be perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Come to this shower. I'll show you.
So they were using Dominion. Again, there's always a fall. There's a fall person in Michigan. By the way, just so you know, for some reason I panicked. I thought my gun fell out of its holster.
No.
Something fell. It was a monitor here or something.
Oh,
so we're good.
Okay.
In case people are saying that I'm not practicing good firearm
it's
safety.
It's just expensive.
It's right here. Everyone can see it. Okay. Three other Georgia counties, by the way, using Dominion voting software. They reported glitches. So again, not the biggest ones yet, but the glitches, Spalding County, Morgan County, Gwinnett County. The Republican chairman, David Schaefer, reported Fulton County workers, by the way, here's another example of something that went on separate from Dominion, reported that county workers sent poll watchers home on election night. And that makes sense because we were watching election night. They said, we're going to resume counting at 9 a.m. And instead, they sent poll watchers home and resumed counting in secret. That alone is enough to throw out the vote. People understand that alone throws out the vote because there can be no confidence in it.
Right.
If you tell poll watchers to go home and you keep counting, it's done. It's done. That's it.
Yeah.
Recount, revote, period.
And I'm sorry, you had people that voted in there that their vote should count, but there are rules for a reason. We have to be able to trust in our elections, and when you violate those rules, you have to throw out those ballots because there is no way for us to separate those and go, which ones are real, which ones are not.
Why are you trying to disenfranchise minorities?
No. I'm trying to make sure that we have an accurate
I love how he defends himself. It makes it worse on you when you defend yourself.
I am not.
Just go along with it. Otherwise, you're a racist.
I'm not sure that makes sense.
Well, I am. The worst thing you can do is defend and apologize when someone's razzing you. Like, you're not. Yeah, there's a racist guy over here.
No.
Hold on. Beep, 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 beep. Yep. Hey. Theron, can you talk to them? See?
Honey, Theron. Can you throw away my copies of the Turner Diaries?
While you're at it, all the Henry Ford documents that we have that he sent to the Fuhrer, those could reflect poorly.
You know, the ones that I don't agree with?
The ones that I hate read?
Yeah. Take those off of my bedside table, please.
Also, my reading light.
It's for research. It's for research.
Also, you know what? While you're at it, play it safe. Just also erase the digital copies of my Kindle. We don't need
that. They don't need that.
Yeah.
Redundancy.
Something about uploading a SIM card. By the way, hit the notification bell if you're subscribed on YouTube because subscriptions don't mean a whole lot. Notifications let you know when a new segment goes up. And of course, we broadcast live Monday through Thursday. Good Morning Mug Club, 10 a.m. Eastern. The best thing you can do is just comment, like this video, and let us know what you think. So here's another example of Georgia voter fraud. Moving on from Dominion, which again is enough. In the June primary, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
Something.
I don't know. The guy's a dick.
That's a fake.
He said that 1,000 residents voted twice by submitting absentee ballots and then voting in person. This was in the June primary.
It's not supposed to be possible.
So that happened back then. And now he's saying, well, you know, we're going to do the count. We're not going to see. They're not doing an actual audit. This is political theater, the recount in Georgia. If you're going to do a recount, do an actual recount. You see, Wisconsin said, well, it's going to cost you over $7 million, Donald Trump, if you want to do a recount. So, well, hold on a second. You screwed up. Yeah. Isn't that the job? Like, if we're going to talk about the separation of powers, right? And I understand we go back and forth. There should be kind of a federal standardized form of voting because it is a federal election. But they give this authority to states and counties, and they handle them in different ways. But if that is the case, then you should also assume the responsibility if there are glitches further than the eye can see. But instead of saying, we're not going to handle it, it's 20,000 votes.
Right. Yeah. If there is some kind of process where you say, look, there have been problems, you have to do a count because of these irregularities. We didn't cause the irregularities. You did.
Right.
Your county officials did. Yeah. It's not our fault.
Here's a number five, an example where we're going through voting, just voter fraud. Again, all the links are available at LiedToWithCrowder.com. We'll have in the description, we'll have the link to the specific article so you guys can have all these sources and share them and research them for yourselves. You know, we talked about how nationally mail-in ballots were accepted at 30 times the rate of the 2016 election. Well, in Georgia specifically, so in Fulton County, they've had a rejection rate of mail-in ballots of only 0.4%. 0.4%, which in a vacuum doesn't sound like a whole lot.
Right.
In 2016, it was over 10 times that. It was 5.77%, which, by the way, is also 5.77% more likely than you catching COVID twice.
But so the...
So in other words, throughout history, a lot of mail-in ballots were rejected because they didn't have signatures.
Right,
they were potentially fraudulent. The signatures didn't match. But for some reason, now, all of a sudden, particularly the ones that come in the dead of night, 10 to 12 times the rate of acceptance. Nationally, 30 times the rate of acceptance. The only reason that's the case, just to be clear, we talked yesterday about how Elizabeth Warren, Klobuchar, they were all bitching about voter fraud and the potential with Dominion voter systems. We've talked about this in the past where there's been a rejection rate that's always at least in the single percentages, not in the decimals, right? Always in the past. The only reason that now they're all being accepted is because of politicization, and they want you to believe that if all mail-in ballots are not accepted, if all absentee ballots are not accepted, if all unrequested mail-in ballots are not accepted, that people's votes don't count. They never cared about it before. They didn't even require, it was never an issue before to have poll watchers. It was never an issue to go, oh, this doesn't have the same signature, we're rejecting it. They rejected them at 10 times the rate in Georgia, 30 times nationally.
Yeah, and I guarantee you right now, if Donald Trump was winning by these slim margins and it was a 5% rejectance rate, they'd be going back into that and saying, no, you threw out too many votes.
Of course.
You know, you got to get that number down.
Fair game. I think we should be throwing out more votes.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't believe in recycling.
Nope.
Oh, jerk.
It's worse for the environment, and it smells to high. No, it's recycling is more expensive, worse for the environment.
It is, but you'd be in jail in California for saying that.
Well, I don't care. What's Gavin Newsom going
to
do?
Take you out to dinner.
He's going to duck out of one of his parties with with all his queer party friends.
Oh, jeez.
They are strange.
They are very strange,
strange
people.
Yeah, strange people.
Out of the ordinary. Eyes wide open parties.
That's what happens. If Gavin Newsom comes knocking on your door, can't you just go, what happened to all your queer party friends?
Oh.
Fulton County
movie.
They're inside.
You can join us. There's plenty of Irish Spring to go around.
Yeah. Oh. Limbo in.
Fulton County, by the way, they stopped counting. Fulton County, one of the biggest counties in Georgia. We've talked about them before. Here's another thing, too. So we've given you examples of acceptance rates, rejection rates, the glitches in Dominion, right, that we've seen people vote twice in the primaries. And this is one that's just kind of fun, but it also was relevant. They stopped counting on election night for hours because a pipe burst.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
So sad.
A pipe burst. But then when a Donald Trump lawyer filed a records request, they could provide no official record of the reason that the voting stopped. And this is, by the way, separate from the fact that there were certain machines that just shut down for hours. We've talked about that yesterday.
They were able, though, to clog the pipe with a ton of Trump votes.
That was what it was,
They solved the problem. Yes, fine. There we go.
You've heard of ballot stuffing? Now we're pipe stuffing with the stuffing ballots. It's like the inception of stuffing shit.
In a wet bandit.
We fixed two things.
A bird in the hand is better than two bushes.
That old phrase.
So there was no official records of the pipe bursting. Yeah. That was the excuse they gave. Right. So these are some this is some information the media will never tell you. Like, I don't know. That's kind of that enough to me is evidence of fraud. If you had someone watching your house, right, and you came home and your house was absolutely destroyed and there was water damage, you said, what happened? They said a pipe burst. Mm. You're like, oh, there's no actual pipe that's burst. You find out he just fell asleep drunk in the bathtub and flooded your top floor, which did happen to me. Thanks, Jeff. You would be suspicious. But the good news is we have journalists on the ground, and actually we do have the exclusive of we want to be fair and balanced.
Good.
Pipe did burst. We have the exclusive.
Let's get out of here, like now.
Mm. Factual.
That's lots of water.
Votes we'll never get back.
Well shot.
Yeah.
I think.
Totally believable.
A lot of and then here's
oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's about as believable as what they sent.
Oh, yeah.
The lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, what is, hold on a second, pipe burst. I don't see any kind of a fountain, but something about slick shoes? What is this? Nice.
Any clip from Problem Child would seem equal.
Yes.
Look who's talking three. By the way, here's something else too. This is something that hasn't been reported a lot, and this is circumstantial, but you can find this at Town Hall. Again, you can find it at Lateralist Crowder. All the links now we'll be providing on the website. During a recount, there was a monitor who heard three miscalled votes in 3 minutes. All of them were Trump votes for Biden. So this person watched someone, you know, they call him out and go, Biden, so-and-so, Biden. And the person said, wait, hold on, that's for Trump. And the person went around to whatever it was, the election director said, hey, there's some issues going on here. So the election director went over and spoke to this woman. This person said, I'm on the taxpayer dime and this asshole is coming around watching me. Almost like we need to keep our representatives accountable.
You know.
So three times, and again, no example. Now, if there were any stories coming from the left,
none.
Any stories of counters out there, ballot counters, any stories, people on the left, anyone out there, CNN, Brian Stelter, anyone on, well, I guess there's really no leftists on YouTube or we're the adversaries anymore, but anyone have stories of someone calling out Trump when it was a Biden vote 3 times in 3 minutes?
Let us know.
And in the middle of the night at 4:45 in the morning, which is, that's a lot of minutes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like rollover minutes.
Well, and somebody was 20 feet away, Stephen. It's fine.
20 feet away.
Yeah, you could totally call that out.
They got binoculars. They're good.
Yeah.
We should pay these people.
Oh.
I think many of them are paid by the Democratic Party or SEIU.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, good point.
Not so much paid as they are rewarded in blunt tools.
That's true.
To inflict trauma.
In a box of bricks.
But when people say no evidence, what were we about to say? Their audio
I was just going to say, now we know why they were so mad at the Russians, because hacking our elections is their job.
This is our job.
That's our thing. Yeah, yeah.
No hacking without the union.
Well, maybe I wouldn't have to do your job if you did properly first time.
Like a mistress. Maybe I wouldn't have to please your man if you could do.
Oh, not wow.
But I do better. Wow. Sort of counterclockwise swirl. He likes it.
Oh, wow.
Yes, the whole thing goes inside mouth.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Keep it like clean. My gosh.
Which is ironic because you Americans are one with big mouth, but we know how to keep secrets.
I wait in breadline as little girl for hours.
Still speak like a man.
I wait for 2 weeks to get non-stretch Lois jeans.
They look good on me.
Yeah. They look good. They come up to over my navel.
I will play hockey and slice throat.
High sticking? It's all high sticking when we play in Soviet Russia. No, it's true. This is amazing. They talk about Russian interference in the election.
Yeah. Yeah.
People were furious for 3,000 ads to the tune, was it 3,000 ads to the tune of $10,000
something like
Facebook ads last election? That's all they had, by the way. No connection to the Trump family.
No.
But in this case, you have thousands of votes that... What, and this is an example. People before said, well, the glitch was caught in Michigan with 6,000 votes. Well, hold on a second. That may have only been caught because of an honest elector, by the way, who was going up, going against the stream, against the system of people who were trying to suppress votes, of people who were trying to stuff ballots. And this person wasn't there at 4:45 in the morning. God only knows if there was anyone there at that point. But now here in Georgia, we actually have an example of this only being caught from a recount that isn't even really a total canvas or auditing.
Right, exactly. And so the whole point of this is that when you have an irregularity, and that's why we bring it up so many times, that is a sign that you need to investigate to make sure that you catch these kinds of things. And when I see CNN and Jake Tapper tweeted out something the other day, there was like, what, a couple hundred votes in Arizona that switched. And he's like, yeah, so he still won Arizona by like, you know, whatever, 15,000 votes. Yeah. And I'm like, that's not the point. The point is they shouldn't switch.
Right.
They shouldn't switch in the first place. This is just what we caught,
and you know, how we know they shouldn't switch, or at least why we thought they shouldn't switch? You told me. You told me, Jake, that recounts are just an exercise in futility. That you said 0.1 to maybe 0.4% historically. You used the words 4 to, I don't remember, something hundred. You said maybe it might switch like 4 to maybe like some. What do you, 2,600?
Yeah.
6,000? And again, this is not one that was caught before the election was called, which, by the way, is already preemptively called.
Yep.
This is one that was only caught after when there was a recount. And they've done everything possible to make sure that there is no accountability in this recount. So what does it take? When people say there's no evidence, what, do you mean there's no evidence that someone has a stick and a handkerchief and is riding the trails, riding the trains, right? With your ballots? Like, what is it? Is this not proof?
Yeah.
Several thousand that just got found? Nothing in the media? Think about what is it? I guess my question is, what does it take?
Exactly,
if not thousands in different counties in different states, what does it take at this point where you say, we hand recount every single county in the United States, period?
Here's what it takes.
Apparently nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
right?
mean, really, it just seems that they don't care.
Would it take several hundred thousand that you have to find, which, by the way, you'll never be able to find because they won't allow you to do the recounts? Like, this was accidental, and they really didn't want us to find anything. 2,600. Right. You know, when they heard 2,600, someone went, shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know what it takes? It takes Joe Biden losing. That's what it takes.
Yeah,
for the
you're
media
right.
to push this, for anybody to push a recount, it takes Joe Biden losing and them saying, no, that's not real.
Right.
This can't happen again.
Or Al Gore in Florida.
Right.
Think about it. Like Kevin Costner, that HBO documentary on the whole recount thing.
Yeah.
And they never tell you. They had 37 days, and Al Gore only wanted a recount three. They're like, okay, you want to do a recount in Florida? All right, we'll do it. And then he's like, no, I just want to do Miami-Dade and this county. And like, well, hold on, we should do all counties. No. We just want to recount three counties. Yeah. This one and this one. I'm like, well, if we count the other ones, I think this isn't going to go well for you. So that's circumstantial. Just three counties. And we didn't hear about the end of it. You want to talk about not accepting an election? They still haven't accepted the results of the 2000 election. Hillary Clinton, I don't believe, has conceded.
No.
She still hasn't even sent out a proxy to concede.
No. And she's told Biden not to concede no matter what.
Right.
That's
right.
The deal.
That changed. The minute that Trump lost, it changed.
It changed at the same time when they said it's going to take months to know the results of the election. And all of it changed at about 4:44 a.m.
Yeah.
3 days in a row.
With a graph that was doing this and then went whoop. For Joe Biden.
Just that is, put it this, you want to talk about no accountability with the poll watchers. Now Democrats are saying, well, actually, poll watchers were allowed, but if they can't see it, look.
It doesn't matter,
This is the media, right? This is an entertainment show, politics, of course, but this is media. Okay, so we were covering the election. More people were watching it here than on any of the main networks that night, certainly on their online streams, right? It was unbelievable. We thank you so much. We're incredibly appreciative.
Crazy. Awesome.
We weren't granted the ability to cover the election. We were all strapped in to do it all night until the results. The only reason that we called it was because they said, all right, we're not going to do any more counting. We're going to start at 9 a.m. So we, the media, weren't allowed access. And that just means an up-to-date count. You told us it was shutting down and you started it back an hour and 15 minutes later. So why would we believe that you actually want transparency in the process and had any poll watchers? Because we weren't allowed to do our job.
Yeah, exactly.
I find that nothing strange happens in the middle of the night when you swear you're not doing anything wrong.
Especially in Detroit or Flint.
Oh, never seen it. Never done it myself.
They do their best work at night. Best work.
Oh, yes. It's always good.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
High class.
This is just where we'll be continuing through the states. I think tomorrow, I know we have Pennsylvania. Yeah. I don't think it's Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. And Thursday is Michigan, because you and I are both from Michigan.
Yeah.
What surprised me most about Michigan is not only the counties that were entirely red before that went blue, but some of the really red counties, and you look at those margins.
Yes.
Where Donald Trump won by a very slim amount in a county that was, 70-80% Donald Trump, and he's barely eking by with like 58%. Michigan, I'm going to get a little nerdy and granular, because people go, well, you have to write Michigan off because it's a couple hundred thousand votes. But when you actually get into the numbers, it's clear that something more sinister has been going on in Michigan, because it doesn't track with any of our previous elections in Michigan. And by the way, that also means the elections that Democrats have won. Just to be clear.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and by the way, post-inauguration, no matter who is put in as president, if it's Joe Biden or Donald Trump, this fight needs to continue. And it's not necessarily to overturn the election, right? So if we all said, okay, fine. Whoever you want in the president, the Oval Office right now, fine. I'll concede that. Can we make sure this doesn't... I'm not going to. I'm saying, what if... Can we just make sure this doesn't happen again? That's my goal. My goal is to make sure... No, I'm not ready.
You're ready to concede because you're a pussy boy.
Oh, I'm defending myself again, aren't I?
Oh, pussy boy.
Oh, you did it.
Pussy boy going to defend himself. Pussy boy's getting mad.
Right? We just have to make sure this doesn't happen again. Period. Everybody should be on board for that.
Is that true, pussy boy?
I think so.
Hey, he answered.
He answered. Oh, now he answered to... Hey, pussy boy. Pussy boy. He looked at me. I said, pussy boy, he looked at me.
You hear him say he was?
I hate everybody.
No, really. And, but in Michigan, it was all red. I mean, and even CNN announced how Detroit had flipped. And, you know, Wayne County, at least, which people look at Wayne County and they think just Detroit. It's not.
Right.
There's a huge amount of Republicans in that entire county.
Oh, I thought you were saying they think it's Detroit and Detroit is not Detroit, because that is also accurate.
Mm. Well, yes.
It's just a few crackheads and then a couple hipsters with coffee shops who think they're going to save it until all of a sudden there's an epidemic of hipster rape and then they go away.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's people with urban farms who get stabbed by the locals and are like, they took all my plums. I'm bleeding.
These plums good.
Free food.
I don't know what you expected.
I got a pumpkin.
Damn. You expected to have turnips for the taking in the southeast side and not get stabbed? That's on you.
Come on, man.
That's on you. Man, white people are stupid as hell.
Man, we just want our cut. Give me some of them gourds.
I need to decorate.
Yeah. Squash, pumpkin, anything in the gourd variety. I want that shit seasonal.
How you make one of them big horn things with corn in it for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
The horn with all the fruit coming out of it. Does it come like that? Does it grow with the fruit coming out of it? You got to put the fruit in that shit? I want that shit.
Well, it's like an ice cream cone with fruit.
Yeah. And sometimes there's little letters in there too. Yeah, my auntie, I love that shit.
Yeah,
bring that out here before I shoot you.
Anyway, I'm going to cut your eyes.
Hope you don't like talking. All right, let's move on.
Thank God.
It's called a cornucopia.
Let's go to, by the way, this is CNN. Do you notice, this is also something that should be pretty telling. They're talking about coronavirus hospitalizations reach all-time high. That number has been ticking up incredibly slowly as far as deaths.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it, 230 months ago?
Months ago.
Which, when you think about a flu season, right, that would be tracking slowly for a flu season. They always talk about hospitalizations or they talk about cases, but they don't talk about deaths because, surprisingly, in some areas, deaths are actually going down or the trend has been stagnant. That's the number that really matters if you're going to shut down the economy in a way that leads to more deaths through substance abuse, suicide, or people starving because they can no longer actually create a livelihood for the family.
Yeah. Especially when you're trying to scare people saying it's over 90% occupancy. Well, you know what the hospitals call that? Good. They thrive on beds being full. They don't want you to be sick, but they're not going to build a hospital with 10,000 more beds than they need.
Well, they did some of these hospitals. They did that before the first wave.
Well,
they have policy where if you come in contact with anybody with COVID, they have to send you home for 14 days. So their staff members aren't there. So then they have less staff. So they're over.
So they can't take enough patients.
Run out because they can't take it that many.
That'd be a boring as hell episode of ER.
Right?
Yeah.
I got a patient. What's going on? Slight cough. Beep, beep. We're losing them. I only have a 99.99997% chance of living.
What do we
go home, George Clooney?
I guess.
You have Dr. House just going, well, it's the first thing that's ever got me. I have no
idea. Wait 3 days.
This one will make me sober up.
Yeah.
What's the mortality rate? It's actually 0.03%. My God. Get my cane. My alcoholism's not going away anytime soon, nor this gruff demeanor.
More people bought my blues album.
Okay, let's move on here to, it's just amazing that they're talking about, Fauci. What is Fauci saying really quickly before we move on? This guy,
CNN's Jessica Dean, she's following
Okay, never mind. CNN's not actually doing news. They're rerunning clips that have been circulated on social media, effectively, and then telling you that you need real news, which, you know, they're doing less than we do. Anyone able to research the sources on CNN? Anyone able to go to CNN.com right now and see what sources they are listing?
No.
That's the thing. So go to loudofcar.com, because at least we try and keep ourselves accountable. Sometimes we get it wrong. Dave almost always gets it wrong.
Usually.
Yeah. That's part of his charm.
That's what I do.
So here's another thing. Biden, if he's going to be president, we'll go through all of his executive orders, right, that he's talking about coming in. He's going to reverse the reversal of the reversal of the Mexico City policy. Basically, one of his first actions is to guarantee that your tax dollars fund abortion overseas. That's his priority to-do list.
That's, fantastic.
But another thing, on Monday, Chuck Schumer suggested, and Biden, I wanted to pull a clip of Biden agreeing, but it was nonsensical. When he was asked, the clip made no sense. You'd be more confused than my description of what I think Biden Biden meant to say. So let me just give you a synopsis.
He's usually so eloquent.
Yeah.
Go on.
He is not going to make it for a term if he actually becomes president.
He's not going to make it for a week and a half.
He's not going to make it through the inaugural speech. Come on.
No. So Chuck Schumer suggested
he will make during his inaugural speech.
He might make in his pants.
Yes.
Chuck Schumer suggested Biden should forgive students the first $50,000 in student loan debt with an executive order. Now, here's the thing that people don't understand about this. People think, oh, that sounds great. Student loans, right? Most people watch this who go out and protest and go, ah, I'm bogged down with student loans. You should be. You made bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone, but most of you. Oh, I'm bogged down with student loans, right. Says nobody who aced their way through medical school residency and then actually fulfilled their chosen profession. That's not what happens. Same thing if you go to law school. In general, underwater basket weaving gender studies, you might be out there at a Bernie rally. I understand where you're coming from. I'm trying to walk a mile in your shoes, but they're Toms. So here's something people understand. The highest income households in the United States owe 60% of student loan debt, while the lowest income households owe less than 20% of outstanding student loan debt. Because lower income households, they typically either go to a community college, a trade school, or get something known as a scholarship. The people who have crazy student loan debt are people who shift their majors every 3 years from German poetry to gender studies to Afro-lesbian studies, which is an actual thing Michigan.
It is.
And then all of a sudden you find yourself accounting for 60% of the student loan debt. Think about this for a second. This is effectively a handout to the wealthy. 56% of student loan debt is for graduate school.
Unbelievable.
You shouldn't really?
Yeah, 56% of student loan debt, we have this, is from the Brookings Institute, is for graduate school. Most people with advanced degrees who owe a lot, they should pay it off easily unless it's a useless degree.
Right, exactly. Right. So I don't understand how the government creates this problem where they say, hey, come get loans, everybody. They're really easy to get. You probably shouldn't be getting this in the first place. Then tuition goes up because there's too much free money, and then people can't pay back their loans because they get terrible degrees, and the government's like, well, we caused this problem, but we're going to take money from you.
Well, this is a perfect example of what about looking out for the middle class, right? This is Joe Biden who says, you know, the people I know who worked hard in Scranton. He hasn't seen Scranton in 65 years.
But he had to say it every day.
Okay, and by the way, I don't think there is a boxing club in Scranton. He made it up, just like Amy's Diner.
He does watch The Office.
He does, yeah. Yes. I bet you he's the only person who was from Scranton who wouldn't even catch a Dunder Mifflin reference, but that's just because he's a demented old circus monkey.
That's true.
Mm. He probably did watch it, and he has no recollection of it.
Where is this again?
But I like that Michael Scott guy. Reminds me of a young me.
Promising, yes. This kid.
Hello, can someone get me his number? I'd like to tell him I see a lot of me and you, Mr. Scott.
Just stay in your basement.
This
All
is
right.
another handout for the wealthy, right? We talk about the NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. You look at Joe Biden's policies and Barack Obama's policies, and you look at the unemployment rate in the United States. You look how it affected black American families. You look how the average household income only went up by $1,000 in 8 years under Obama, and then you look at $5,000 on average under the first term of Donald Trump, and you look at this, and people say, oh, that sounds, people shouldn't have student debt. Well, first off, incorrect. People should have student debt if they go to schools and they decide to procure a degree that is useless or that costs a lot of money. Anyone can go to a community college, and anyone can get their grades up and get a scholarship. I know a kid who was a pothead loser in high school.
Hi.
Sorry, Jordan. Sorry, he's a Harvard law grad, cum laude. He's the guy who Bill was introduced by this guy.
Yeah.
That's friend of
Great
mine.
Guy.
He was a pothead burnout. Then he met a wonderful woman who he's married to now. He said, you're going to get your crap together. Went to community college, got straight A's. Went to UT, got straight A's. Then went to Harvard on some kind of a grant or scholarship because he was an outstanding student. Got straight A's, graduated cum laude. This is a kid who came from a rough background, from a poor background, and he was already behind the eight ball because he was doing nothing but skateboarding and smoking weed all day. Now, I know the potheads out there are going to get mad. I'm not saying that everyone who smokes a pothead is a burnout loser, though you probably are if you're offended by this and you're going to comment in the section.
Yeah.
I don't think you're one of the high-functioning executives who occasionally dabbles in tincture. I think that you are what we're talking about.
Well, some of us went to Lansing Community College and sold drugs and paid off their tuition in fives and tens.
See? And that's called America.
Hard work.
Yeah. It's entrepreneurship
business.
Baby.
It really does bother me, though. It's like, you don't have to go to college.
No.
This is your choice. Right. Be responsible for the decision that you've made with your life.
Imagine that pitch at Shark Tank. With those kinds of numbers, you must have some sales. I do. $400,000 to the junkies at Michigan State.
Exactly.
So, yeah, people
you
shouldn't
have my interest.
People shouldn't have student debt. Well, then don't sign for the loan.
Right. Exactly.
I am. Well,
but here's the thing. they'll actually postpone your loan repayment if you go and get another loan to get an advanced degree. So once you graduate four years, if you go to a master's program and take out even more money, you can delay your payments.
It's like Reese and Malcolm in the Middle when he's paying off credit cards with other credit cards.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone thought he was doing well until they showed up and they found out he you're paying off MasterCard with Visa?
Yeah.
No, it's more like when a bookie shoots off your toe.
Exactly.
Only Bernie comes and reattaches it. Let me help you with that.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
I just this is a perfect example of it sounds good on paper, and what the media does is try and say, oh look, this will help people of color. This will help the disenchanted minorities in this country who need a leg up. They are not the people who are incurring most of the student loan debt. It's usually people who come from well-to-do families who decide to go into useless degrees and fields, and for some reason now you, the working class American citizen who did not impale yourself on the spike of student debt, you are going to be the one left with the bill. You're going to foot the bill for Courtney, who decided to go get a German dance degree. Mm. That's what this forgiveness is. You working on, and you wonder why the union members, not the union leaders, not the union actual representatives, but people who are members of unions in the Midwest overwhelmingly voted for Donald Trump, because these people are working on the assembly line, and then they're talking about under this potential president, depending on the state, up to 62% marginal tax rates, paying for kids who are getting degrees in gender studies, in poetry, and philosophy. Of course that plays poorly with the American public, and that's why it's remarkable that Joe Biden could win an election. The only reason that he would be able to is because the media never talks about this, because he doesn't speak the language of the middle class. He hasn't seen Scranton. Also, he didn't win the election.
That's true. It has not been called yet.
Well, he also came to Detroit and sternum poked a line worker.
That's right.
And called him a couple of people fat along the way.
That's just the way it is.
Really a man of the people.
He really is, yes.
It's really the Democrat calling card.
It is.
Rahm Emanuel in the shower doing the sternum poke, and then Joe Biden. It's like, that's good. It's like their thumb at the podium with the speech. They, for some reason, poke people in the sternum.
Yeah. Hey,
dog face pony soldier. Yeah. If I were the dog face pony, you know what would have been the best response from that guy? Like, you dog-faced pony soldiers, I just went, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a coalition of dog-faced pony soldiers that are very upset about
this. Hey! The Facebook group, probably, you know? By the way, I just want to point out, like, this...
I think I dated one.
This is, I love that he's blowing like all of his political capital on treating a symptom and not the disease again. Right. So what happens when you pay off let's just do the math. What, you pay it off. That's fine. Do that. What about 10 years from now when you have another group of people that have the exact same problem because you didn't solve what was causing the problem in the first place, which is increased tuition cost?
Well, now they're going,
give
me money.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How about you put your money into that?
Not only that, this will make it worse. Allow me to sort of help you follow the money trail. Okay. All right. Here's Timmy. He's getting a degree in Afro-Lesbian-centric studies. Okay. Afro-Lesbian funk. Okay, at U of
M. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. Here he is. Funk.
He gets a loan. Here's the two universities. Here's Timmy. Okay? So you know what? Here. Let's move this. This is Timmy. Hey, Timmy. This is the university. This is the loan.
Yeah.
All right. So Timmy wants to go to the university and get a degree in Afro-Lesbian funk. Okay. He gets a loan from the bank, and that gets paid to the university, right, at this point. And, of course, that's paid with interest. The university gets the money. This money has already gone through. So now Timmy has a useless degree and he's in debt. And what's going to happen is he owes the bank. The university already has the money. Now what they're going to do is absolve him of his debt by giving this money to the bank. What do you think happens with that school? We got away with that one. Let's charge more money next time.
Yeah. There's a lot more people that can afford
it. What do we charge him? We charge him $50,000 so we could make up the difference with an out-of-state grant. All right, let's charge him $75,000. The government's going to step in and pay it anyway. Stupid factory workers. Shouldn't have gone to trade school, bitches. Think about that for a second. It's going to make it worse. Of course that's going to cause inflation. There's no reason for schools to compete and bring down tuition costs. The idea of forgiving student loans encourages the actual, now people use the term predatory lending, right, with banks, where it's like, no, this, again, the problem there, when all of these scenarios, the same thing with school tuition, in every scenario when you look at out of control inflated costs, what you find is government interventionism. Let's look at the insurance.
Yep.
Right? Airlines. Student loans, right? When you deal just any kind of medical issue. Do you want to tell me that those are energy? Those are unregulated industries? for crying out. This always makes it worse. What makes it worse when you say, oh, everyone has to purchase health insurance. We're going to punish them. We're actually going to charge you a fine if you don't purchase health insurance. By the way, health insurance, you have to accept anyone with pre-existing conditions.
Right.
Oh, good. Well, then at that point, I guess, but is there like a limit on the rate we can charge? No limit. Okay. Yeah. Then it's $20,000 a month. Thanks, Fed. What do you think happens with houses? People say predatory lending. All right, the government steps in and says, you are going to lend this money to these people who cannot afford this house.
Right.
That's not really what we do here at this bank of making money. Oh, really? Well, here's the thing. If they can't actually pay you back, we're going to give you the money. All right, sold.
Well, it's like they're explaining to insurance people what insurance is, and the insurance people are like, no, you can't accept people with pre-existing.
Yeah.
That's not what insurance is.
No.
They're
like, well, just charge them more. Oh, okay, and then we'll pay the bill. And then you go to schools. So we have homes, we have insurance, and now we have schools. If they go to kids, where they go, okay, listen, so if school, let's say you can afford what, $10,000? All right, we're going to charge $50,000 because Uncle Sam is none the wiser. Yeah. There are a bunch of grants and scholarships that we can find to make up that difference. There's an incentive to make school unaffordable. Otherwise, you're leaving tens of thousands of federal dollars on the table. In all of these scenarios, it's the government coming, and by the government, I mean the taxpayer's dime at which Joe Biden has suckled at the teat, upon the teat of the taxpayer for 67 years now at this point. They are the ones who come in and they say, oh, you know what, we'll just pay for Timmy's Afro lesbian funk degree. And what happens? Yeah. Inflation out of control. Yeah. You saw it with home mortgage. You saw it with homes, people getting homes they couldn't afford. You saw it with insurance premiums and deductibles skyrocketing. And you see it with student loan costs. What you have to do is actually stop subsidizing these schools and their predatory rates. These people are taking advantage of students by charging them more than they can afford because the federal government makes up the gap. That's where it's predatory, not banks being forced at a gun of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac to give a house to someone who can't afford it. I don't care what the Big Short tells
you. Yeah, absolutely. And if you had a plan for actually solving this problem, it would include something like, hey, maybe we shouldn't tell everybody that they should go to college. Maybe you do need to go to a trade school. Maybe you need to go get a job and do something else. Maybe you can't afford to pay back this loan.
Well,
but all they have is $50,000.
Well, how are you going to indoctrinate them with Marxism? Everyone has to go to college.
That is true. I mean, and with a lesbian Afro studies degree, you do have to learn how to throw a Molotov cocktail at a police car.
Think about this for a second. Yeah,
that's true.
Let's send you to everyone has to go to college, and we're going to subsidize it. Well, you know, I don't want to go to college. I think I can actually learn myself. You know, with used to be 85 cents in late fees at a public library.
Right.
Now it's just a carpal tunnel because I can run a search. Oh, and by the way, we're going to make it so that when you search, you don't find points of view that aren't expressed in universities.
Mm. We're going to call them alternative.
Right. Yeah. we're gonna shut down alternative news sources. So you either go to school where a huge percentage, a majority of colleges have no conservative-leaning professors whatsoever, let alone the humanities programs, or if you don't go to school, we're going to make sure that this vast information superhighway, which effectively has replaced school, and we now know this because of online learning with COVID, right? Mm-hmm. Good. We don't need schools anymore. Governor Whitmer said so, but don't expect them to hand back any of their money. So if you stay home and you learn from home and you use something called the internet, well, now we will make sure that the internet does not provide you with any information that we do not want you reading. What an absolutely brilliant racket. And that's why I say, you know what? It starts with the mask and not having Thanksgiving. I will not comply. We're going to play bad movie lines and take your chat exclusively for people who are watching on YouTube or listening on audio. There's about another 30 minutes of show here with Dave Landau and Gerald A. YouTube, it's time for you to... I always have, like, when I talk,
I know.
Piss off YouTube!